Records show that commissioners except Mr. Goodwin here. Any adjustments to the agenda?
No.
No? Okay. Any conflict of interest?
I have a conflict of interest with General Business 30.1.
All right.
Same with 30.2.
30.3. And I have a conflict of 30.4, so I will recuse myself from those, that topic. Mission statement. The mission of the Mayberry General Metropolitan Park and Recreation District is to build a healthy community through effective sustainable stewardship of the district's parks and open space and through the development and delivery of innovative cultural and recreational opportunities. Okay, now we're going to take public comments. And three people signed in. Mary Kowalski?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm a taxpayer, so I'm hoping that these frivolous lawsuits are probably going to cost you some money to defend. I hope your attorneys will be smart enough to charge that back to the person that has filed these lawsuits. And then I just want to give you a brief update on Fort Worth and the Kids Play Park. I understand there's a committee that's going to be formed. Great. I hope that part of their mission would be to do some fundraising. I'm currently the treasurer of the Neighborhood Association, and we do have some funds we'd like to contribute towards the play park. But without more information about the cost of the project, we can't make a firm commitment. And I've handed out a bunch of grant applications to individual neighbors, and I've sent one to the Parks Department. So when we get that money, when we get that information back, we can make our hard commitment on what we can contribute towards this effort, whether it's to the first park or to the second more complicated, more reflective of the neighborhood. Thank you.
Cindy McCall?
Hi. I was at the meeting last night, and I heard my committee invoked several times, but it was too big of an audience for me to speak. I was on the committee about the community center at Sagat. I was actually the head of it. And I've never gotten a chance to thank the board. The stuff that my committee and I came up with, some of the stuff, we were told it was going to take years to get that park built up and that it was going to cost taxpayers money. And there were needs that people wanted immediately. And through this community center we have here now, some of those needs have been met practically immediately. One of them was the workout room, which I just came from, and I'm going to go back to. The outdoor pool. Some of the stuff people asked for in the surveys were kind of ridiculous, like people suggested a beer garden at Sakai. Last night I heard the need for a new survey. I firmly believe that needs done. The stuff we have now, as opposed to the stuff we had 8 years ago, has grown and met some needs. And I would like to say I support the board and I thank you for what you have given us so far.
Thank you. I also appreciate the time and service. It's a public job and it takes a lot of time and effort. So thank you. Thanks to the staff for all the work you've done. I'm going to read an email into the record that I sent to the board earlier today. I'm the person that brought the recall charges, just so everyone's aware. It read, I know with a bit of irony, the board's willingness to create a special date and time to discuss the recall charges and defense, but not the Sakai Park planning process as requested by the community. There's no need for a recall if the board will start using the tools available to it for public input. Speaking of which, if your fellow commissioners and Executive Director Landy are willing to restart the two, quote, temporarily suspended citizens advisory committees from years ago in 2020 and have a meaningful planning process to avoid wasting money on a meaningless survey, then I'm open to dialogue about dismissal of the recall charges in the interest of the greater goods of our kids, many of whom you heard from last night, and the whole community with appreciation. And I mean that. I have some genuine questions, like, why on earth are you willing to have a special board meeting today about the recall, but not a weekend meeting where we could just have a public dialogue without our kids missing ball games? That's the exact type of behavior why we're having this discussion about a recall. Advisory committees, two advisory committees, Mr. Landy, in 2020, and on May 3rd, you said they were temporarily suspended. It's been 3 years. The COVID pandemic emergency declaration ended on May 11th, 2023. How can the public participate if you won't use public participation, citizens advisory committees that Mr. Landy proposed 3 years ago? Why not have that discussion like my mom proposed and then have a survey? We want to reduce the cost to the taxpayers. No one wants a $90 million building. How about a $5 million with me going to my employer and getting donations and doing it together? Why are we going to spend $20,000 on a survey? The board spent $20,000 to have Bob Linz do all the work we've been talking about. I want to work with you. I want to get rid of the recall charges, but I can't because you're not talking with us and coming together within the BIMPRD policy manual provisions for ad hoc citizens advisory committees that Mr. Landy already proposed. Let's work together and I'll get rid of this stupid recall, okay? Let's have a dialogue about that. But how can you have more kindness on the island and ignore parent pleas to have Zoom when you had Zoom for 3 years in the pandemic? You could make these accessible.
Speaking for myself, I would never, I think it's very dangerous business to have somebody bring a recall charge to force us to take an action. That's over the top. I'm not ever going down that road. Like, do what I want, when I want it, or file a recall. And that's what you have done. That's all I'm going to say. That's my position on it. Okay, let's move on. General business.
Yes,
If anyone came in late and didn't sign in the comment, please give us your name and you have 3 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm Kat Weber, and I found out about this 15 minutes ago, so thank you for allowing me to speak. I currently am really fortunate to be president of our Bainbridge Boys Gymnastics Club, and we have fantastic athletes, and I have learned over the last 3 years, 4 years since moving here, but back in 2019, we were considering indoor facilities to really upgrade and meet the demand of children and athletes on the island. And I would like to see some solutions proposed and movement on that. I think there's so many children and even adults who can benefit from having indoor facilities. When looking at analogous communities elsewhere, there is a lot more accessibility to the needs. I hear of parents having their kids 12th in the waiting list for a gymnastics class. And you know, within 2 minutes of registration opening, they get waitlisted and they're number 12. On that wait list, and gymnastics is a skill that translates to every sport, and you know, we're not looking to make every child an Olympic athlete or a champion. We just want to give them space to grow and access to youth sport development that can help them throughout their whole entire lives. Similarly, my son does Little League, and that's why I couldn't be here last night. But batting cages are just something kids could really benefit from. You know, I think there's ways to engage the community and get, hopefully, donations and grants. My father is 85, and where he moved from, there was a therapy pool that allows him, with his extreme back issues, to be able to get out. that, you know, is there an arthritis foundation grant that we can access? Because that would benefit our elder members of the community too. And I think if we really put together our heads and, you know, look at community's needs, that it is worthwhile to make more investment for meeting those needs. And I think there's a way to move forward with that, and open ears to hoping to make that happen.
We'll continue with a few more public comments. Hannah, can you come up with
that? Yes, hi, I'm Anne-Marie Sargent, and also late apologize. I just wanted to say that the reason I'm here is because of the taxpayer funds covering the cost of the recall. I understand that there's concerns about what's happening with the taxpayer funds, and but I'm concerned that now more taxpayer funds are going to have to be used to defend the board in a recall situation. So I wish that were not the case, and that there were a way to remove that obstacle and have more communication. But I'm just concerned that that's just throwing good money after bad at this point. So I just want to make that.
I'd like to second everything she just said. My name is Sabrina Finder, sorry for my delay. I was just curious about how the board is using those funds, and if it was discretionary funds or if it's funds that were already planned for situations like that. It's actually more of a question. And I don't know if you can answer it, but I'm curious about that.
Okay, we'll probably answer it in the course of things here. All right, let's get on to item 30.1. This is the request by Commissioner Don Jano for the Park District to pay the necessary expenses of defending her, including costs associated with the appeal, the judicial hearing to determine the sufficiency of the recall charges brought in the recall of Don Jano. Kitsap County cause number 23-200859-18. Pursuant to RCW 4.96.0413, set forth below.
I move that we authorize the district to pay for Don Jano's defense.
Second. Okay, we have motions pending. I'll go first. So four of us are facing a recall on five different charges, and it's a serious matter in this regard. It's obviously a serious matter, but here's the major problem. If the recall is successful and the four of us are removed from office at once, then there's only one commissioner left, Mr. Goodwin, and he can't do anything on his own. You need to have three commissioners to pay a bill, to pass a budget, to keep the lights on, etc. So what would happen is the agency would come to a stop, the lights would turn off, the doors would lock, the same thing at the aquatic center, and we would have to wait for the county legislature to appoint commissioner number two. And at that point, Commissioner Goodwin and commissioner number two would have to have a public meeting, which they have to give notice to, and they'd have to pick commissioner number three, whoever that is. That whole process could take some time, and during that process, what I think would happen is you would have an exodus of workers who aren't paid. There's a shortage of good park workers. We have a terrible time trying to hire people. Everyone from Terry on down would get poached by other districts, and this place would come to a grinding halt, and it would take months and months to get it back up to speed. So therefore I think it is imperative for the district to defend the commissioners in this regard so that does not come to pass. So, Terry.
I just want to add one thing to what you said, let alone the commissioners are not guilty of any of these charges.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to meet in court in front of Kitsap County Judge at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 30th, the day after Memorial Day. And at that point, the judge is going to listen to arguments of the parties and make a decision on whether the recall charges are legally and factually sufficient. In Washington State, recall is, it's not like California or any other state, really, where you can just get a recall of someone popular or done something you don't particularly like. In Washington State, there has to be cause. So that would be malfeasance, misfeasance in office, or a violation of oath. So the petitioner has to identify a legal standard or mandate that was violated, and there has to be a fact to back that up. So commissioners cannot be recalled for the proper use of discretion. And we have broad discretion in administering the park that's been laid out in the law. So we don't believe that we have done anything wrong. So we plan to, clarify things here.
All right. One clarification among Commissioner Janow, have you recused or abstained? Okay, just want to make it clear for the record for this particular motion.
Yes, I refused. Yes. I'm not participating.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair, how much taxpayer dollars are being allocated in this motion?
We don't have an attorney yet. We don't have any attorney bills. I imagine it will be clear sum of money. And you're an attorney. You probably have a, I know you were in a litigation firm years ago, so you probably have a pretty good idea of what it's going to run into. So, Tom?
Yeah, I was just going to add to this and the subsequent sections of points what have you with that. We serve here essentially on a volunteer basis. We don't get compensated. We do it for the public good. And I think it's appropriate that because of the office we hold, if we are charged with something like this, it's appropriate for the park district to pay the bills. So I support it.
A call for a vote on 30.1 request for Commissioner Janow to have her necessary expenses paid for defense of the recall petition. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Abstain.
John abstain. So, 4-0 vote with one abstention.
And Commissioner Kinney, as the agency counsel, I have to weigh in as well per the statute. And if I may, I'd like to read the statute into the record. So what we're talking about here for everyone's benefit is RCW 496-041. You can Google that and it'll pop up. And we're talking about subparagraph 3. The other subparagraphs are not applicable. And I'll just read it. So, quote, the necessary expenses of defending an elective officer of the local governmental entity in a judicial hearing to determine the sufficiency of a recall charge as provided in RCW 2982023 shall be paid by the local government entity if the officer requests such defense and approval is granted by both the legislative authority of the local governmental entity and the attorney representing the local governmental entity. The expenses paid by the local governmental entity may include costs associated with an appeal of the decision rendered by the Superior Court concerning the sufficiency of the recall charge, end quote. So that's the statute. So this is entirely authorized by statute. It's contemplated. And I think part of it is that insurance companies don't cover the district. We've inquired, just so the public knows, to be good stewards of public funds. Enduris is the risk pool insurer for the district. And unfortunately, they do not cover the defense costs in this case, we've inquired. And I think that's why the statute exists, because of that reality. Just briefly, my inquiry has been not to weigh in on the merits or make some kind of independent decision on the merits, but really just to determine, do the charges encompass actions, decisions, conduct that's within the scope of the commissioner's official duties? And I've reviewed every single one, every petition, every charge, every subcharge, and I've satisfied myself that yes, all the charges do encompass official commissioner duties, and for that reason, I approve the motion to pay Commissioner Janow's defense costs.
We'd like to add one thing. The legislative body referred to as the Board of Commissioners.
Thank you. Yes.
Item 30.2, and this is the request, reads the same, the request by Commissioner Kendall for the park district to pay the necessary expenses of defending him, including costs associated with an appeal, the judicial hearing, the recall.
motion to approve and authorize executive director to retain legal counsel for Commissioner DeWitt.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going to read this.
Should I read the whole thing out?
The district will pay, but it will be that the executive director is necessarily going to hire the attorney.
Oh, okay, great. So a motion to approve and authorize legal counsel through the district for Commissioner DeWitt.
Yeah. You have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Want to repeat the arguments, or are we good to move to the motion?
I think I'm good, but I just said that if there's community input here, this started with a series of public records requests, and public records requests are our legal obligation, and they're extraordinarily expensive, and they're extraordinarily taxing on our staff. And so the cost of those actions are also extraordinarily high for the district that taxpayers are covering. And at least this, you know that we're spending this money. You probably don't know how much money is being spent and has already been spent. Numerous public records requests.
She just asked for community input. Didn't she just say, does the community have any input? I have a question.
No, I'm sorry. I'm running that there's
I didn't ask for community.
Yeah, there's no community input on this. Are we ready to actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I will allow comment before each action item because each one is a action item independent. So yes, we will. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
Right, I'll keep the comment short. The parade of horribles that you described, you notice this.
My fault, sorry. That's number two. We're all the way on left.
We're all human, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, just to start over, this meeting was noticed yesterday and occurred today. So, a special meeting could be noticed by Commissioner Goodwin and it could move very expeditiously within a matter of days. So you just set this meeting yesterday. Commissioner Goodwin could do that in the event of the statutory mechanism that you described. It's not a foregone conclusion that it will be a 3-month process with all the staff leaving. It's going to be, if this all plays out, it could be months. Mr. Landy could be retired from what I've heard. There's not this parade of horribles that's assumed, and I think that we have to be really careful when trying to make representations to the community about the park department shutting down that aren't substantiated or aren't known. And I think that's a really dangerous line to walk when you're in a public forum like this, when within a day or two, we could have a board constituted. It could move very quickly. And I think that's important for the community to know that parks won't shut down.
Oh, I disagree.
I know you do, but yeah. It's my public comment time. And I'm allowed and entitled to share my perspective, just like you want to share.
All right. Who wants to speak next?
Oh, I do apologize. I have not been able to make myself extremely knowledgeable about these topics, but just in terms of legal fees, whether or not there would be a cap to them, and could or should that be put in place that at some amount of review of what those are or would be is done just to kind of make sure things don't spiral. That's kind of my comment.
Well, so you know, I'm an attorney and I've already spent 7 solid days working on this. So that hopefully will help the next attorney get a jump start. I think that saved the district a considerable amount of money.
And if I may, just again, for everyone's benefit, this is an expedited legal proceeding. As Commissioner Candy said, the hearing by the Kitsap County Superior Court is May 30th, so 2 Tuesdays, 9 a.m. And so that's very light speed in terms of the law. And then the judge will do what he or she does, and then there's a right to appeal for either side, and that's an expedited appeal to the Washington State Supreme Court. 30 days, the Supreme Court is forced to rule on that decision. again, that's light speed in the law. So in terms of the cost, to your question, it is bracketed in terms of time. So if that gives any comfort, it's a very, very fast procedure. Oh, and one other thing I would like to say again, in terms of notice, just to be clear, the district did comply with the statutorily required notice for special meetings, just so anyone's wondering. And furthermore, the district went above and beyond, and they sent out the agenda yesterday to the district's listserv, which encompasses thousands of...
Tens of 10,000 plus
email addresses, around the island. So just want to make sure that that's in the record as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll revisit my comment, the one about what would happen if all four were removed from office at once. The big hurdle would be getting the county legislature to meet when they're in session. They'd have to meet. They would have to vet a candidate. They wouldn't just pick anybody. There would probably be quite a lot of dispute on the island about who that would be. You can't mount an election. And then if you'd have to get the county legislature to appoint somebody, and that is not going to happen quickly. And then once that person is with Mr. Goodwin and they have to choose, that's going to be hotly debated because the third person can align with either the other two and they would have the power to pick the next two, basically. And so the community would want to be heard. It wouldn't be something that Mr. Boone could do right away. I'm going to set a meeting, I'm going to pick my friend. He wouldn't do that. He couldn't do that. The people would not like that. So there would be quite a delay in my estimation of what would happen if we were all four moving at once. So, okay, we're going to call for the vote. Okay. All in favor?
Commissioner, it's for the reasons. You're not used to the attorney voting. I get it. No, for the reasons previously stated, I approve this request as well.
All right. Okay. 30.3 request the Commissioner Thomas Wolgar to the partners to pay the necessary expenses for the defendant in the recall election.
I move that the board approve the request by Commissioner Thomas Wolgar for the Park District to pay necessary expenses of defending him in the recall election.
I'll second. May I just weigh in on this? Are we being clear that there's an authorization for the executive director pursuant to these, requests to be the one to retain counsel? I just want to make sure that we're clear on the record about that.
Well, we need to talk about that once we get it through, because I'm not sure that he is going to retain counsel versus the commissioners and then just be reimbursed.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Because it's not the agency. The agency is going to have to pay the attorney's fees for us, but it's the people who've all so far been approved are going to have the authority to handle it prior to their own attorney.
Understood. Yeah, the statute doesn't specify. Okay.
It's another action item. So, Mr. Hunt.
Surprise, it's me again. I just wanted to renew.
Dang it.
You're getting good at that, Terry.
I'm getting worse. Thank you.
Just want to renew the prior community input and request for some sort of estimate from the board of how much money you're asking for so the taxpayers know, I think, whether the board can provide it, the attorney authorizing this or voting to approve it. I'm hearing members of the community are asking for some ballpark on an order of magnitude so that we're educated, including me as the charging party, so we can evaluate what is being authorized today, what order of magnitude it is. It's really in the public interest to know what we're talking about. And your interpretation and my, someone, it seems like, should provide the taxpayers with some sort of estimate before the end of this meeting today, so we can all have a sense.
Sure, well, I would respond to that by saying, so the purpose of the statute, if you read the case law, is so that people will be willing to serve in elected capacities and not be subject to recall petitions that they have to defend out of their own pocket. That's the point of this, right? We don't want disincentives for people to serve in public office. That said, the statute does not include any cap on what the agency can pay, and I think that's necessarily the case because, I mean, it, as lawyers, it takes what it takes. You know, there are five charges here. Each petition is 60 pages long. There are only, 11 days now between now and the court hearing, so there's only so many hours in the day, but there will be a significant amount of work done on the briefing, and then the attorneys will appear in court. I mean, I think that'll be at least $10,000, but you know, again, the statute doesn't require any cap. I don't think that the public policy behind the statute, you know, would want that to be the case. So that's my answer to that.
And can I also add, and I could be wrong, but we haven't been able to retain legal counsel or even investigate that yet. So I can't give you a dollar figure because that is the next step once this step is done.
Yeah, if I were, now give me a second here.
Back of the napkin.
I'm not aware.
Yeah, if you were counting my attorney time and my fees, it would be over $25,000 right now from what I've done so far. So I imagine whoever we hire will be at least that much and possibly quite a bit more. So it's not that it's going to be, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was over $40,000 when it's time. Particularly then you can multiply that if we go to the, for some reason, go to the state Supreme Court. So. Yes.
Again, I just have to be completely honest. I don't have the time to educate myself on the issues or the history or everything. I just really hope for that there's paths forward for more community input and solutions and people really coming together to solicit the needs of the community. So, you know, I don't know with these recalls whether there could be, you know, some consideration to, you know, I hear mention that, you know, there needs to be at least two. Could a recall be dismissed or, I mean, I know the board can't dismiss it, but could it be retracted before that May 30th date so there are not such dire consequences? I hear from other parents and, you know, community members that there's frustration on, you know, people thinking we were going to have more movement on Sakai Park development by now, and I think it's more of a matter of figuring out a way to work together for solutions. And you know, I, again, am completely honest in that I have an 85-year-old father with health issues who would love a pool to go into that's at a warmer temperature than the aquatic center, and just, you know, there's hopefully some paths forward to meet more of the needs of what people are looking for.
Okay, any other comments? Anything from the commissioners? Okay, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And Tom is abstaining, so 4-0 with an extension.
And I, the reason stated,
sorry.
I approve this request as well.
Okay, 30.4, I have to recuse myself, so I'll hand this over to Mr. Slaughter.
Okay, request by, I'm sorry, what? Request by Commissioner Jake Kenney for the Park District to pay the necessary expenses of defending him, including costs associated with an appeal, in the judicial hearing to determine the sufficiency of the recall charges brought in the recall of Jay Kenney, Kitsap County case. I don't like to read all the numbers, but anyway. Is there a motion?
I move that the board approve the request by Commissioner Kenney for the Park District to pay the necessary expenses defending him against the recall.
I'll second.
Any Any discussion?
Yeah, one more time. One other separate issue to give, there we go, Terry.
I was trying to get you to hold up, this is why I didn't screw you up. I'm sorry.
So on the subject of taxpayer expense, I think it's important to look at in the history of the Sakai Park planning process. $20,000 was paid of taxpayer money to Bob Linz in 2016 as part of the process that we spoke about earlier for three public sessions. And $100,000 approximately was paid to the architectural firm John Paul Jones, I think that's the name, to develop Sakai Park plans that included a gymnasium, basketball courts, and Northfield House. So from my investigation, $120,000 has been spent to taxpayer money for Sakai Park development, but we only have trails there, and it's been 8 years. So this is still a fraction of, I have the numbers for the bond payment for Sakai Park. This year, $512,000 of taxpayer money is being spent at Sakai Park to repay the bond every year until 2034. So we've spent $120,000 on planning and only have trails. And taxpayers, all of us in this room, have our property taxes are paying $512,000 for the Sakai Park bond. So I think it's important to look at the holistic picture of what's been happening and how our money has been used as community members. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Anything from the board?
Again, I'd just like to kind of reiterate everything that has previously been said in support of recognizing the work that the commissioners do for free, and especially Joey's been working quite hard as chairman. He took on extra responsibility every year, and so I am in favor.
Okay, I will call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I abstain.
Okay.
And I reason stated I approve this request.
Okay. No executive session or anything like
that? You don't. I know you want. Yes, let's do it.
Yes, on litigation.
You need an executive session. And how long?
Let's say 30 minutes.
Any action expected afterwards?
No.
Okay. So we're going to adjourn to executive session for 30 minutes. There won't be any action taken after that.
Want me to state the reason for the executive session for the record?
Sorry, yeah. Litigation.
Yeah, just to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency, litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. That's right out of the Open Public Meetings Act.
Okay.